The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, has apologised wholeheartedly to the families of the 257 people lost in the Erebus disaster for the first time in a ceremony marking the 40th anniversary of the flight. Both the government, which was in full ownership of Air New Zealand at the time, and the airline itself have unequivocally apologised. Almost 500 family members of Erebus victims were at Government House in Auckland for today's ceremony. Families have welcomed the apology as a weight off their shoulders and say, it's a huge relief. Our cameraman Nick Monroe and reporter Jordan Bond filed this report.
40 years since New Zealand's greatest loss of life outside of a war, and the grief remains. One major loose end was resolved today. The first full apology from the government and the airline for failures which led to the deaths of 257 people.
And the time has come to end piecemeal acknowledgements. After 40 years, on behalf of today's government, the time has come to apologise for the actions of an airline, then in full state ownership, which ultimately caused the loss of the aircraft and the loss of those you loved. This apology is wholehearted and wide-reaching. We will never know your grief, but I know the time has come to say I'm sorry.
A sense of relief washed over Dan Maloney. His father, Nick Maloney, was the flight engineer on TE-901.
It was special. I just about had tears in my eyes when they started talking about an apology. You know, it was emotional. It was spiritual. It was incredible. So thank you, Jacinda, and thank you to the chair at Air New Zealand.
Air New Zealand has never apologised in full for its role in the country's worst peacetime loss of life. It apologised for what it did or didn't do afterwards, but not for the crash itself. Today, that changed.
I apologise on behalf of an airline which 40 years ago failed in its duty of care to its passengers and staff. And I apologise again on behalf of the airline for the way in which the families of those lost on Mount Erebus were treated in the aftermath of the incident.
The speech from Dame Therese Walsh, the chair of Air New Zealand, came as a surprise today, as it wasn't in the rundown.
The Air New Zealand of today is not the Air New Zealand in 1979. The Prime Minister of today is not the Prime Minister of 1979. It's a significant event, a formal apology from the Prime Minister of New Zealand and also from the Chair of Air New Zealand. For my family, it's a weight off our shoulders.
Ms Ardern says the time was right for an apology, but after 40 years of family's frustration, she wasn't sure how they'd react.
I wasn't sure how necessarily it would be received. There's so much understandable grief, and it's hard for any of us to fathom what the past 40 years would have felt like for them. So to be honest, I did not know how an apology today would be received. All I knew was it was the right thing to do.
A memorial was also held at Scott Base today and Auckland Airport. However, a permanent public memorial in Auckland's Parnell is in limbo. It was meant to be finished by today for the anniversary, but ongoing delays over the last couple of years and now a stoush over its location is holding it up. Auckland Mayor Phil Goff spoke plainly about his views.
We hope that 40 years later we will finally have a memorial, a place where people can go to express their feelings and to remember. And I would certainly urge members of the local community and the local board to look favourably on the proposal that we have put forward.
I tamaki makaurau, mō te hōtaka o te ahi ahi nei, ko Jordan Bond, tēnei.